So, Cal, past couple of games, I've always said game of 2 hours and that kind of thing, but that was a solid 90 minutes of pure Italian-style defending, actually. I thought very well organised.
Yeah, and we needed to be, because it's only my opinion, but for what it's worth, I think Kidderminster are the best footballing team in this league. I think they're superb to watch. It's been a nightmare week in respect for myself trying to pick a team and tactically get things right. And when you come away with a 1-0 win, it justifies everything that you've done. Although, you need all your players to perform, and that's what they've done today.
Now, I can come out with all these stats if you'd like, Carl, but the important stat is it finished 1-0. George Thompson taking, but it was a poor pass on the halfway line, but he still had a lot to do.
Yeah, they're one of the hardest chances people do. People look at it, but you've got lots of thinking time on that long journey from the halfway line to the goal. And he was excellent. It's great for him to get his goal, and he put a shift in like every other single one of them did.
It was nice that Thompson took it to the goal as well. I think if Lowe had got that, he would have gone for it, wouldn't he, on the halfway line, probably.
possibly, that's confidence for you.
But the stat I was alluded to, 26% possession for FC, but we just it defended so well. Winter and Kay were in their element. We gave the man of the match to Carnell, but it was a proper team display, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And against teams like that, you've got to have everybody pulling in the right direction, otherwise you're going to get done. I said to him, they are the only team that will dominate possession against us in this. You can tell that they're full time. They don't waste that full time status. I think some of the passing and the movement and the interchanging of places is top draw. And that's a credit to John and his staff. And the players that they've recruited there, because as a club, as people, the pros, and you can tell that bit with the way that they're gracious in defeat and honourable in victory as well.
How important, I mean, when we spoke after the County game, it was like a lot of frustration. How important was that second half against Gloucester? Because today was just another step on building confidence, I thought, in the team.
Yeah, the confidence is there, and the team spirit's there, the players are there. Sometimes you don't put it together, but in non-league footballers at the end of the day, there's going to be inconsistencies, especially with some of the young lads that we've got as well. But we'll continue to keep faith in them and keep showing that that me and the staff believe in what we're trying to do. And you can have great days like we had last week, and possibly even a better day today, because we saw a different side to us today. Sometimes we get caught up in the game and go a little bit gung-ho, but I thought we were a different class today against, like I say, in my opinion, the best team in this league.
And just a quick personnel question, obviously Cedric Cruz re-signed?
Yes, Cedric's re-signed, and
Is that where we're heading now? Just a couple more points, I think, and then kind of mix and match in towards the end of the season to see what works, or are we going to try and finish as high as we can?
We'll try and finish as high as we can, but if we can manage to do that and also give people the opportunity to play, then we will do.